Sunday is Father's Day, and a tradition of celebrating fatherhood and the gift of healthy children is happening this weekend to benefit the neonatal intensive care at GBMC. It's the 25th annual 5K and fun walk, and it's an exercise in love, really. Dr. Jamie Schroeder was an Olympic rower, and he knows firsthand how important the NICU is, and he joins us now to talk about that. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You and your wife, Kelsey, amazing athletes. She's now the dean of students at Roland Park Country School. And it sounds like one of your greatest challenges really came when your daughter, Hazel, was born.
Yeah, it was only a year after we were married, we had our first child. And it was even earlier than we had expected because she was born after only 6 months into the pregnancy, which is about 3 months early. And babies that are born that early do have, you know, a lot of medical problems, especially when they first come out and they require kind of intense care. So she was born at GBMC in Baltimore County and went to the GBMC NICU. And that was kind of a very different entrance into fatherhood and motherhood for both of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, and there you are, a doctor. And I'm sure right then and there you were just a worried dad.
Absolutely. By all means, anything than medical that I had in my mind at that point definitely went right out between my ears.
So NICU came to the rescue in many ways.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, we knew we were in a pretty special place. We, you know, just while we were, we went into labor and delivery and was kind of preterm labor. We had the NICU come visit us even before the baby came, just because there was a risk of the baby coming. And they explained everything really nicely and told us about, you know, what care would be like when we'd be up there. And they really tried to involve us as part of the caregiving team, which is, I think, pretty unique, especially when you're considering this is an ICU and, you know, the doctors and nurses are the one in charge. But to feel like you're really part of that team and that you're, you know, very much valued by the care team was, I thought, a really great addition.
And then you went through not a same situation, but a similar situation just a little more than last year, right?
We did, yeah. Our second daughter was born. My wife went into unexplained preterm labor at the same time, but she stayed in a high-risk OB unit and was able to stay to keep our second daughter in for 30 weeks. So we got to go back to the same NICU with a much less sick child, and it actually was actually a really nice experience to have the same very caring team take care of a kid, even though it was still a little over a month-long stay for our second daughter. It was, you know, having been through it once, it was not quite as scary the second time around.
I know that this run and this fun walk is important to GBMC because they raise a lot of money to buy just the little tiny things that these tiny babies need in the NICU, and they've raised $1.5 million so far. Can you just talk about the need and why the money is so important for these families and for the NICU?
Sure. Well, it was only a couple days after Hazel was born that we did our first one. This is going to be our fifth one. And I think that the really great thing about raising money for the NICU is that the gift to the NICU can go to things that would not otherwise be possible for the babies, but are so important. So I think the major push this year is to a human milk bank. And that is a way, human milk, especially for premature infants, is vastly superior to formula because it contains the antibodies that are naturally found in breast milk and are protecting the babies against infections. And this is something that's not, you know, that's not really standard and is not part of, you know, existing medical practice, but relies on philanthropy to get these sort of innovative programs growing that are, you know, this, it's actually part of a national milk registry, and they've told me a little bit about it, but it sounds like it's a way that babies that would not otherwise be able to get breast milk to get this really valuable resource and really help protect them against infections if they're so vulnerable to.
Well, Dr. Jamie Schroeder, thanks for speaking up on behalf of the NICU at GBMC, and thanks for running and just talking about how important it is to you. My son was also in the NICU at GBMC for only 5 days,
well,
but I know what a magical place it is.
yeah, it's hard no matter what the path is to be a part of your child like that. But it's made a lot easier when you have a great, loving staff.
All right. We'll put the information about the run on our website, WBAL.com. It's Sunday. Starts at 6:30 to 10:30. It should be a great time, a family-friendly experience around the campus of GBMC to benefit the NICU. Dr. Jamie Schroeder, thank you so much for joining us. Hello to your wife, Kelsey, and good luck to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.